It certainly was, yeah. Actually standing here feeling deflated, it feels like a defeat because how we haven't won that, I don't know. Take the lead, we were a great strike, we were in control of the game for long periods. Probably didn't work their goalkeeper as much as we should. And then their lad gets sent off and I feel sorry for him. You know, but you can't do that. He didn't mean to, he's just flung the bottle into the crowd and, you know, it could take somebody's eye out. And unfortunately, it's not great, but it's the right decision. And I don't like saying that because I feel sorry for them. But it triggered, you know, the events that happened then. Naivety from us, we've got a corner. We've got more than enough men to take it short and keep the ball, which we've done very well all game. We didn't, we put it in the box. That's no blame to the corner taker. We all have to take collective responsibility. And then we didn't deal with a long kick. And they've got in the box and, you know, the ref couldn't be in a position, in a better position, to be honest. And I think Neil's give the lad the opportunity to go down, and he certainly took it because I don't think there was any contact.
Okay, well, let's talk about the positives first of all. I mean, Romain's strike was a pretty special one, wasn't it?
It was. It was a very good strike, and it was what the game needed, to be honest. It was a hot day. The lads looked tired. Both teams looked like they were feeling the heat today, and I certainly was. Stood in it all game, and with my factor 50 on. It was a tough game, but as I say, we controlled it for long periods, certainly on the ball, but without really getting behind them and making their keeper work. So it needed something like that. And it was a great strike, and you know, I fully expected us to go on and win it because we were very comfortable just keeping the ball then.
Yeah, and you had opportunities after that, didn't you? Well before the sending off and the penalty.
Yeah, we did. We had opportunities to finish the game off, and we didn't quite take them. So as I say, it's disappointing, but you know, we're still unbeaten away from home. Still Jason Demetriou and Neil Etheridge are unbeaten in their Warsaw careers, so you know, it's a disappointing result for us, but you know, we'll move on.
And even with the last kick of the game, Sam Mantum rattles the bar. That was very nearly the winner.
Yeah, it was, and we had a couple of chances after they scored to go 1-1, and Milan's had one that's deflected just wide. Sam's hit the bar as well. And, you know, I thought we fully deserved to win the game today, and disappointed that we didn't.
And you feel aggrieved with the penalty decision?
No, I think Neil's gave the lad the opportunity to go down. I don't think there was an awful lot of contact. I'm sure if that was outside the penalty box, that would not have been given.
And then on to Wednesday and the real Mourinho against the ginger Mourinho.
Jose Mourinho against Dean Smith. Yeah, looking forward to it. It should be really good. I mean, at the moment, I'm deflated because of this result. Not the performance. The performance was good. But the result, you know, we deserve better. Didn't get it. Down to a little bit of naivety from us. Wednesday should be a really good night. So hopefully we can get the Banksys rocking and, pull off a cup shock. But we know that we're going to have to be at our best. And 11 players playing 8 and 9s out of 10s to get anything out of going.
And just finally, how's Tom Bradshaw? Because he came off, didn't he, midway through the second half?
Yeah, he felt his groin. I think he went for the shot and just felt his groin. So we brought him off as a precaution, and we'll wait early in the week and see how he is.